Food Heals Nation, I've got a new wellness hack that I am obsessed with. It's this little device and it's called Truvaga. And what it does is stimulates our vagus nerve. And one of the most essential functions of our vagus nerve is to balance our nervous system. It does this by regulating our fight or flight or rest and digest responses within our sympathetic and parasympathetic areas of our nervous system. That is so cool. So when do we use it? We want to use it when we're stressed, when we're feeling that fight or flight, when we can't rest, right? So what you do is you find your pulse on your neck. Then you put your Truvaga device on your neck and turn it on until you start feeling the stimulation, okay? Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps balance and strengthen the nervous system to reduce stress, increase focus, improve your mood, and improve your sleep. That's my favorite part, and that's the thing I want the most improvement on all of the time. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore, and it uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. And so it's just 2 minutes long, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it in the evening. And yeah, it's a great health hack to add to your wellness routine. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions. So if you use it twice a day, that's about 6 months. I love that it has no wires or charging docks or anything like that that I'm going to lose. It just comes with the sessions that you need. They do offer free shipping and payment plan options, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're ready to stimulate your vagus nerve, visit truvaga.com. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Enter the promo code FOODHEALS so you can enhance your wellness journey, add another healing tool to your healing toolbox, and receive $15 off. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Promo code FOODHEALS at checkout. Enjoy. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS. You're listening to the Food Heals Podcast.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put down the Ben and Jerry's, get off the couch, and take a walk outside. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your Facebook friends immediately.
All right, welcome, Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. Are you tired of shaming yourself every time that you look in the mirror? I know I was. Are you sick of turning to the fridge for comfort food when you know it's just going to perpetuate your negativity around your body, but you're also too exhausted to figure out how to stop? Do you feel stuck and not sure how to get out of this endless food and shame cycle? Then, good news, this episode is for you. And you're not alone. If you were alone, I wouldn't need to do this episode for thousands of people who feel the exact same way. I've been there. I feel you. I'm with you. Now, let's transform it. So today, I'm going to cover how to drop the body shame for good and rewire your brain for positive vibes only, please. So let's dive right in. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
Hating our bodies is something that we learn, and it sure as hell is something that we can unlearn. And that's a quote by Megan Jane Crabb, or it could be Crabby, I'm not sure. Megan Jane, C-R-A-B-B-E. All right, I'm going to start the show by saying something that might seem a bit radical to you. It might even trigger you. Trigger warning, I guess, but listen up. Your body is perfect as it is right now. You are perfect as you are right now. Oh, I can feel it. It's making you feel uncomfortable. It might bring up some feelings. It might make your insides scream. No, it's not. I need to lose weight. I have cellulite. I don't look as good as I used to. I understand. We all do it. I've been there. But your body is perfect as it is right now. And you are perfect as you are right now. Don't believe me yet? I get it. I wouldn't either. But it'll start to sink in, I promise. For me, when I would go through this body shaming spiral, I had so many phrases that I would say back to that affirmation. I would say, I'm perfect as I am right now, and screaming back, I would say, no one is going to love me unless I'm hot and fit. No one is going to love me if I don't have long, gorgeous hair, perfect teeth, and I'm thin, and I can fit into cute outfits that all the other girlies wear. Ugh, that's exhausting. Where did that come from, right? Do you feel me? Have you felt this way? So every time that one of these body-shaming thoughts creeps into our head, and it could be many times per day, it could be many times per hour, I want you to stop the thought in its tracks. In fact, I challenge you right now, if you're having those thoughts because of what I'm saying, to start becoming aware that every time you have a body-shaming thought about yourself, stop it immediately and replace it by saying the opposite 3 times. If you need to pause the podcast to do this, you should. So here's an example. If my thought is, I look fat today, I'm going to replace that immediately with, I am beautiful today and every day. I am beautiful today and every day. I am beautiful today and every day. And by the time I get to the third, see how it got more powerful? I'm feeling it. Say it with feeling. Believe it. Feel it. Abraham Hicks says that a thought can be transformed in as little as 17 seconds when we are feeling the complete opposite of it. So when you're doing your 3 opposing affirmations to the negative body shaming thought, do it for 17 seconds. Let yourself feel good. Let yourself feel empowered. Let yourself remember a time where you didn't feel those body shaming thoughts. I wasn't shaming my body when I was 5 years old. So in 17 seconds, I can transform a thought. I can rewire my brain. I can rewire the pattern that's doing this over and over to keep me safe because I taught my brain this is where we're safe, right? So I want you to get into the feeling of feeling self-confidence over self-loathing. I want you to start feeling love over fear. I want you to start feeling beautiful over ugly. What can you appreciate about yourself today? So when the negative thought creeps in, repeat the positive thought 3 times, make it last 17 seconds or longer, and really feel into it every single time you have that body shaming thought. Now, of course, this isn't going to fix everything overnight, but it's going to help rewire the brain. But the reason it won't fix everything overnight is because, as we talk about on Food Heals, we're not getting to the root. There's a root cause. There's a root to the thought. There's something unresolved within ourselves. There's something unresolved from our past. There's something unresolved from within our consciousness. This is what's leading us to have that thought in the first place. So let's dig deeper into one of mine. So if my former thought was, no one will love me unless I'm fit, step one in that moment is for me to counteract the negative thought three times with a positive one. I am absolutely lovable for exactly the amazing person who I am. I am absolutely lovable for the amazing person that I am. I am absolutely lovable for exactly who I am, the amazing person that I am. Now, as I say this, I'm starting to feel better. I'm getting tingly just by doing that, just by saying it out loud to you right now. It works however you express it. You can write it, you can say it, you can type it, you can think it, but I love saying it out loud. So you know, because you are a student of self-help, most likely, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. I am also a student of self-help. I love learning about myself, improving upon myself so I can create the reality that I desire when it comes to everything I want. Family, beauty, health, career, relationships, all of it. But you know, we have been through a lot in our lives. And very often, that negative thought pattern that's on repeat in our brains form due to unresolved emotions. These are often from childhood or our teenage years, sometimes even from our adult years as well, because new stuff comes up. But whatever that unresolved issue is, this is a great opportunity to do the work. I'm not going to make this hard for you. I'm going to make this simple so that do the work doesn't sound like work, so that you are empowered to take action steps every single day so you can transform tomorrow. Because when we discover why we're having the damn thought in the first place, then we can transform the thought for good. We can rewire the brain for good. And also, we can give gratitude to our brain, to our ego, for doing its job. It's here to protect us, right? But today I want to talk about how that protection is also keeping us in a loop of those unhealthy thought patterns. Those unhealthy thought patterns that are preventing you from living the life that you desire, from having the body that you want, from thriving in good health, from waking up and feeling amazing every day. So today, I want us to make the freaking shifts. Are you with me? What if I told you that you can shift? What if I told you that you can change? What if I told you it does not have to be this way for the rest of your life? Oh, doesn't that feel good? And it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you have these recurring patterns and thoughts. Your brain is just doing its job. In fact, our brains are incredible. The average adult brain contains around 86 billion diversely specialized minuscule neurons. There are at least 1,000 times more neuronal connections called synapses in our brain, that's 100 trillion, than there are stars in our galaxy. And our brain's storage capacity is considered virtually unlimited. So thank you, brain. You're incredible. And you're good at your job. Now, with all that being said, your brain is also the reason why you are stuck. Why? Because it is there to protect you. And while it is using its incredible ability to protect us, many of us have found ourselves protected inside of a thought prison. Can you relate to that? Our brain has been with us our entire lives, during all of our experiences. It knows our fears. It knows our insecurities. It knows our triggers. It knows our emotions. It's been through our past experiences with us. It knows what we are absolutely terrified of, and it stores all of this in our subconscious minds. So think about that. Every single thing we have ever thought, said, seen, or done, all of our fears, our beliefs, our memories, our skills, our relationships, our traumas, the job of our subconscious mind is to store and retrieve all of this information, which is then always influencing how we think and react and behave every single day of our lives. All of this is happening without us even being aware that it is happening. It's just familiar. It's just our life, right? It's just the way we operate. Steve Maraboli says, "Your brain activates a magnificent system to store memories as reference points for you to learn from, not to create a past for you to be stuck in." But yet, this is exactly what we're doing, right? This is why most of us live in a reactionary state, prisoners to our subconscious mind and its programming. We have it wired for stress, fear, anxiety, and insecurity, and I'm not good enough-itis. Overwhelm, sadness, pain, all of the things. Your subconscious mind is what's keeping you stuck in the past and fearful of the future. But listen up, now that you know that you have wired your brain this way, you can also rejoice in the realization that you have the power to rewire it. You can get unstuck. You can stop the negative thoughts. You have adapted to where you are now, and you can adapt again. Our brain works by prioritizing, protecting us, and ensuring our survival. That's why we're in survival mode. That's why we're in negative thought patterns. Think about any time you're facing a major problem or going through a major trauma, your brain goes into overdrive trying to figure out how to solve the problem, how to protect you, and how to ensure your survival through all of it. This is why we're up all night spiraling, we can't sleep, we're trying to make a plan. The brain loves to make plans and consider every angle and reject any risks to keep you safe. Reject anything too out there that's not comfortable and safe. And there's a scientific word from this. This is not just woo-woo alley. It's called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the process in which the brain forms new neurons and lays down connections between the neurons in response to learning in order to form a pathway to repeat the learned behavior. Or, as Joe Dispenza says, nerve cells that fire together wire together. And as you begin to learn new information, you biologically wire that new information into your cerebral architecture. So wouldn't it make sense that over time, those thought patterns have gotten hardwired into our brains? So when we're spiraling, when we're in fear, when we're in shame, when we're in trauma, we created a set of thoughts that are now perpetuating themselves all day long. That's why we feel like things will never change. That's why we start a diet or exercise plan and don't stick to it. That's why things like New Year's resolutions don't work. That's why we feel stuck in our lives. We are in a battle with our minds, hardwired programming, and don't even know it. But this is where it gets exciting. Now that you understand this concept of neuroplasticity and how the brain works, you can be empowered to make changes to rewire your brain and change those negative thought patterns. That will help you change your negative body-shaming thoughts. That will help you change your negative habits. That will help you stick to your goals and stay more in the positive and have hope again. This is how you change your life. So to break free from all of these patterns that are keeping us stuck, we have to train our brain. And the good news is that our brain and nervous system can be reprogrammed throughout our lives. They remain plastic. That means change is always possible because whatever has been wired in the past can now be rewired. And the fact that your brain can be rewired means that regardless of how long you've struggled or felt stuck with these thoughts, healing and change are possible now. So let's go back to my example. My thought was, no one will love me unless I'm fit. I can trace that back to my teenage years. I was dating a guy and he became my ex. And he started dating someone. She was thinner. She was prettier. She was more athletic. She played sports. Like, she was an all-American girl. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel good enough. And so in that moment, I came to the conclusion, the untrue conclusion, of course, but I didn't know it at the time, that I had to be fit to be lovable. Okay, well, that is certainly not true. We know that's not true. But something in my subconscious believed that it was. And this created the misbelief that has now followed me into adulthood, right? So in order to reprogram my brain, my body, because remember, your body listens to every word that you say, every thought that you think, right? I have to go to that girl as a teenager, that girl who felt not good enough, that girl that was dumped, that girl that felt not pretty enough, not thin enough, not fit enough, not good as the girl who I was dumped for. And I have to give her so much love. That little girl, she just wants love. She just wants to feel that she is perfect and whole as she is. So how do we do that? Meditation, music, writing, going back to the place where it hurt. It's not reliving the trauma. It's coming back to it as your older, wiser, loving self and giving that person who was hurt the truth, the love, everything that she or he needed in that moment. One of my personal favorite ways to do this, and it definitely works for women. If a guy is listening, I hope that you can find a song that works for you. And if I find any, I'll certainly share on the Food Heals podcast. But there's a song called Little Miss by Sugarland. And the lyrics give me chills. And I will literally listen to this song and go back to an unresolved issue, whether it's from childhood or even adulthood. And this song helps me cry it out and give that little girl who was hurt in that moment and created misbeliefs about herself and her body and everything in that moment, give her so much love. Here's a little clip.
Little Miss Check Her Dress. Little Miss One Big Mess. Little Miss I'll Take Less When.
So it's kind of a meditation. And when I heal the past, it allows me to heal the present. Now, I do have an entire practice for this. It's a guided meditation, and it uses popular music like Little Miss by Sugarland and other amazing songs. I can't put it on the podcast, of course, because I can't pay for the royalties. I can't put popular music on my podcast, of course, except for little clips here and there, like what I just played. But in general, I can't do that. And that's why this meditation in particular and many of the meditations that I've done in person and online are only available if you purchase a product or you're in a program. Now, you can get the most amazing meditation that is so healing that I've used in online trainings, in events, and I use it on myself all of the time because it's so good and so powerful. You can get that with the purchase of the ebook, The Food Freedom Formula, The Manifestation Method to Crush Cravings, Banish Body Shame, and End Emotional Eating for Good. That's available right now at foodhealsnation.com/formula. And I had to change the URL because apparently people were having issues. So I do apologize. I have tested it and it works. If you can't find it at foodhealsnation.com/formula, you can also go to Instagram at AllisonMelodyTV or at Food Heals Nation. Click the link in bio and you'll see a link to the ebook. And again, it's called The Food Freedom Formula, The Manifestation Method to Crush Cravings, Banish Body Shame, and End Emotional Eating for Good. And of course, we go so deep into all the topics that we're talking about today. Food Heals Nation, scientists have discovered that when some people lose weight, their blood suddenly shows the presence of pesticides that haven't been used in 40 years. How scary is that? But there's a reason for it. This is because the body stores toxins in our fat cells. Fat cells are like kind of like a dry sponge in that way. The more fat cells that accumulate in the body, the more likely we are to store toxins. This is why detoxing, which I always talk about, can't get enough of, people talk about it in the book, and weight loss go hand in hand. When we detox, we help flush out those dirty toxins, right? Now, what's a great way that you can be flushing out these toxins every single day? It's Organifi Green Juice. Organifi Green Juice is a delicious superfood blend with several superfoods that are shown to assist the body with detoxing. I take it every day, usually in the morning. I take it when I travel. When I take it when I travel, I'll take it at any time of day or night. It's a little bit energizing, so I don't take it before bed. You can pop it in a smoothie or just drink it with water. And it's a great complement for any weight loss program, any fitness plan to help you speed up your results. It tastes delicious. There are multiple flavors. They've got the green apple and the classic, I think it's a mint. It's a mint flavor, and they both have rave reviews. So you can see, you could try both, see which one you like better. Either one will go nicely in a smoothie. And of course, it's 100% USDA certified organic, no GMOs, and 100% vegan. So support your body's natural detox process and reach a healthier weight. Much easier, detox faster. Try it today. Of course, you know, you get 20% off using the discount code FOODHEALS, and you can shop all of my favorites at OrganifiShop.com/FOODHEALS. They've also got the chocolate protein powder. We've got the Organifi Gold. We've got the Organifi Chocolate Gold. We've got all of the delicious flavors. You know, I love their red juice for an afternoon pick-me-up. The Organifi Glow is great for that raspberry lemonade. It helps you build plant-based collagen. So many great tasting flavors to aid in your detoxification process. Again, it's all over at OrganifiShop.com/FOODHEALS. Use the discount code FOODHEALS to save 20% off your order. Who else wants a free, fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com. Okay, so now you've done the work. You went back, whether it's through a song, a meditation, through writing, and you gave that person, that child, whoever it was, so much love and forgiveness in that moment. Now, It's time to create a new story. When we heal the past, we heal the present. So I would create some mantras. I love mantras. So a mantra for this example is, I am worthy of love. My value is not determined by my size. I am absolutely lovable for exactly who I am. Steal it if you need to. That feels good, right? And sometimes when we say the mantras, they may not feel true at first, and that's okay. Say them anyway. Again, say them 3 times. Say them until they become the undeniable truth because you have rewired the brain. Because you're no longer suffering from that trigger because you healed the past. You gave love to the past, and then you healed the future. You healed the present by doing that. Say those affirmations until they become the truth. Your success is inevitable if you don't give up. Say them, say them, say them. Feel them, feel them, feel them. Next, it's time to practice gratitude. I know, buzzword, I get it. You can use appreciation if you can't get to gratitude. What can you appreciate? Can you appreciate or be grateful for the body that you do have? If you lay in bed at night or in the morning, you can practice some appreciation for all the things that your body has done for you lately. I might say something really specific like, I am grateful that I have my legs. I am grateful for my legs. They love to get up and dance in the morning. They love to take me on walks with my dog. Or I could say, I am grateful for my voice that I get to use as a podcaster, that I get to use to talk to you right now. It can even be as simple as, I am grateful for my legs for getting me up in the morning. I am grateful for my hands because they know how to make this amazing coffee or this amazing green juice that I love. When we are in appreciation, when we are in gratitude, nothing else can exist. When we can appreciate ourselves and our bodies, there is no room for judgment. There is no room for shaming. When I am grateful for my body, there's no space to body shame, right? This is how we drop the body shame. This is how we drop it for good. Now that we're beginning to cultivate this practice of loving our body exactly as it is, it actually creates the space for our bodies to change. You can love yourself and your body even when you feel like you're 20 pounds overweight and still lose the 20 pounds, right? Sub 10, sub 40, sub 60, whatever you need. But first, we have to make sure that we're doing it not from a place of judgment, guilt, or fear. We have to be losing the weight from a place of love. Very often when I find myself doing this work on myself, or with clients, or with friends, it's not until we start doing the emotional work that the physical body starts to change. So it's like, yeah, I can help you go vegan. I can give you some workouts. I can help you change your physical body with all of the things, but the emotional work is what moves the needle. The emotional work is what keeps the weight off. The emotional work is what makes the biggest difference. The physical body is not going to change or at least have sustainable changes without the emotional component, without loving ourselves for exactly as we are, even if our body is not the weight or looks the way that we want it to. So what happens is once we start doing that emotional work, the weight starts to fall off effortlessly. We start to look and feel better and judge ourselves less and less without us even having to diet or cut calories, right? Our skin starts to glow. Our body starts to feel better. We have more energy all on its own because we're releasing the emotional weight, the emotional baggage, and giving our bodies the exact tools that it needs to heal all on its own. It becomes effortless when we do the emotional work. Now, let's talk about movies and magazines and social media and Instagram and commercials and television and all of the images that we are not only bombarded with on a regular basis, but I don't know about you, I've been bombarded with since childhood. And we got these messages, and we're getting them today, these messages that we're not beautiful enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not good enough without that thing, without that makeup, without that hair thing, especially with commercials, that lipstick. It's all garbage, okay? It's all marketing. It's all designed to make us feel less than so that we will buy, right? We gotta remember that. We gotta keep that in mind. We're scrolling through advertisements all day. I know it's like, okay, most of us aren't like on cable that much anymore, like having commercials that we have to sit through. But your social media is full of commercials and sponsored posts and ads all day long. Your phone is the gateway drug to ads, right? And we know this, right? But sometimes it's hard to remember not to pay attention to this. According to the New York City Girls Project, 63% of girls think that body image represented by the fashion industry is unrealistic, but at the same time, 60% say that they compare their bodies to fashion models. So it's like, we know it, but we still do it. Don't fall into the comparison trap. None of it is real. It's all by design. It's all Photoshop, right? There's so many apps to make people look like anything these days. It's all fake. It's all crap. It's all garbage. Don't look at it. Delete it. Whether it's magazines from childhood that influence us or now living in this world of Instagram, it's up to us to limit our exposure and train ourselves not to be affected when we are exposed to those things. So number one, first of all, let's limit our exposure. Be very conscientious about the movies that you watch, the magazines that you pick up if you read a magazine, the content that you consume online. Who are you following on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube? Fast forward, skip through, or mute commercials whenever you can. Set the intention right now. Unfollow any accounts on social media that make you feel bad about yourself, that make you feel not good enough, or at least mute them if you don't want to unfollow them. I don't want you to see that every day when you pick up your phone. And then instead, I want you to start following the images, the media, the video content creators, and the accounts that are positive, that make you feel good about yourself. Create a life where you are only exposed to things that lift you up. Limiting our exposure to the unrealistic and unattainable bodies is a great place to start. And then we still need to treat the root cause of the problem and get to a place where we're actually unaffected when we are bombarded with this content, where we can look at others and celebrate them as the beautiful beings that they are, while fully knowing that we are also gorgeous beings of light exactly as we are, and not be triggered by I'm not good enough itis or the comparison traps. So in the exercise that we did at the beginning, where we took a judgment, a misbelief about ourselves, and we said three positive opposing thoughts or affirmations about it, we now need to do that with when we judge the world around us, when we judge others. Because when we are making a judgment about someone else, about something else, about a circumstance, it's not hurting the other person, it's only hurting ourselves. So when you find yourself in judgment of another person, whether positive or negative, it doesn't matter. Stop the judgment in its tracks and say three amazing positive things about that person that you are judging, because judgment is low vibration. So when we're training or retraining our brains, rewiring our brains, we should say, we want to vibe high. I don't want to be in a low vibration where judgment is. I want to be in a high vibration where I celebrate everyone and everything. Let's be an example for everyone else of affirmation, celebrating others, body positivity, and dropping that body shame for good. So we've worked on our thoughts about ourselves. We've worked on our judgment of others. We've worked on how to limit our exposure to things on social media. But what about when we see ourselves in the mirror or in selfies or in pictures our girlfriends took? Sometimes we can be immediately thrown into judgments about ourselves. Oh, you look cute. I don't look cute. Oh, you better edit that. Oh, please don't post that, right? So here is a practice for that, mirror work. This might freak you out. It's okay. It used to freak me out, and then I got good at it, and now it's easy, and now it makes me feel good. I want you to get to a place where you can look in the mirror and say, I love you exactly as you are. You are beautiful. Everything about you is perfect. Use your own words that resonate with you. But every time you catch yourself in a window reflection or in the mirror, I want you to immediately get into the habit of saying, I love you. Say it out loud if you're alone. If you're in public, you can say this silently to yourself. But if you're in private, man, I want you to declare it out loud. This is powerful. If you're with your friends, I want you to talk about them. I want you to tell them how amazing they are and stunning they look. And if they tell you you are amazing and you are stunning, you better say thank you. That brings me to compliments. We have got to stop shaming ourselves in public and not taking credit for the amazing, beautiful beings that we are. You know, when you're taking that selfie and you're looking at it with your friends and you're like, oh, that's so bad of me. And your girlfriend's like, no, you look great. Instead of going, oh, no, my hair, or, oh, God, I look fat, or my weird face. Now you say, thank you. Here's a story for you. When we were in Italy on the Food Heals Vegan Italian Retreat a few years ago, there was a group of 10 to 12 women on each trip. We did the trip twice, and we started to notice something, that here we are, all these powerful, incredible, beautiful women, and we were giving each other compliments, but yet there were so many of us who could not receive the compliment. Someone would say something like, I love your hat, and the person would be like, oh, this little thing, it's just whatever. Or people would compliment someone's hair, bodies, outfits, or they would compliment how smart or brilliant or funny or talented they were. And the person's response would be something like, oh, no, not me, or I'm not funny, I just know dad jokes, or oh, it took a lot of hairspray to look like this. Very self-deprecating, very unaccepting of the compliment, not being able to take credit for how hilarious they were or how beautiful their hair looked. There was something blocking them from accepting the compliment. They couldn't just say, thank you. So we decided on this trip that every time that we received a compliment, we had to say, thank you, and it's true. So we ended the shame right there, the compliment shame, the body shame, the hair shame, all the things. We ended right there on that trip, and it was so awesome. It was so positive. Every time someone gave a compliment, the other person started being able to receive it. They got into the practice of receiving it. We would all laugh about it. We would all say, thank you, and it's true. And we stopped the pattern of saying something negative after we had received the compliment. So in your own life, I invite you, think about us in Italy when you get a compliment and just say, thank you so much for that compliment. Just take it in. That person is saying it for a reason. They really believe that about you. So it's time to believe that about yourself. Use the tools that we've talked about today. Use the tools that you've learned, whether it's from the Food Heals podcast or otherwise, or your books or your other podcasts. Use the tools in your healing toolbox throughout your life, and you will end the body shame. You will stop talking badly about yourself and others. Stop thinking those negative thoughts. Rewire your brain so that body shame is not a thing for you. Body shame starts and ends with us. So when we stop, it has a cumulative effect throughout the rest of our worlds, throughout everything else that we're doing and saying. And if you hear your friends doing it, share this information with them. Share this podcast. Ask them to say, thank you, and it's true. Here's a quote from Lizzo that I think sums it up. Lizzo says, I say I love myself, and they're like, oh my gosh, she's so brave. She's so political. For what? All I said is, I love myself, bitch. I love that quote. So I hope that today's episode resonated with you. And I share this because I've been there. I'm with you. I wouldn't be able to share this if I hadn't been through it. So you're not alone. You can shift this. You can change this. You have the tools. Listen again if you need to. Go get the ebook if you need to. We go deep, deep into this work in the ebook. It's called The Food Freedom Formula, The Manifestation Method to Crush Cravings, Banish Body Shame, and End Emotional Eating for Good. You know, they say it takes 21 days for a brand new habit to form. What if you could completely shift your patterns in 21 days? This works. I'm living proof. Now, am I perfect? No. Do I still have to do this on a regular basis? Yes. But when I practice it fully and I fully step into it, I feel amazing. And when I fall off and find my way back and remember how good it feels to feel good and not be in the cycle of body shame and not be in the cycle of not being able to accept compliments and not be in the cycle of the I'm not good enough-itis, God, it's such a release. It's such a weight off your shoulders. You know, I released 25 pounds last year. Yeah, it was physical, but it was mostly emotional. It was mostly doing the emotional healing work. I did other things. I've talked about them on the podcast. You can go back and listen. But the emotional work is what moves the needle every single time. So again, I hope this podcast was helpful. Again, I hope you get the brand new ebook, The Food Freedom Formula. The book will give you step-by-step guidance, inspiring stories, healing tools, meditations, manifestation tools to set you up for inevitable success in all areas of your life. So if you're ready to completely change your life and your body in 2024, you can download it right now instantly at foodhealsnation.com/formula. You can also get it at Instagram, at my link in bio, at Allison Melody TV. It's on sale for the month of January. It's very inexpensive and very comprehensive. I poured my heart and soul into this because I wanted to give you something easy to have at your fingertips, on your phone, on your computer, to read and access at any given time. So when you feel like it's time to give up, you go to that chapter that you know helped you. You go to that chapter that has that practice, that has that healing tool, and you do it. I've got meditations on there that I can't put, unfortunately, out there because they use popular music. These meditations are guided and they will help you forgive yourself. They will help you release the weight because you're releasing the emotional triggers. It will help you go back to childhood and reframe that awful memory into a good one because you gave that inner child so much love, the love that they needed at that time. And then you rewire your brain for positivity and hopefulness and happiness. And then you create the future that you want to see. And that's it. So again, that's all over at foodhealsnation.com/formula. And cheers to your good health. See you next time, Food Heals Nation.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.